Hello, Holly?
Yes, I'm driving.
Oh, okay. Hi, it's Tina from
okay,
Local Slack.
I can talk. I got you on speaker. Go ahead.
Good, good. Okay, I'm happy that maybe you didn't understand when you talked to Sherry that someone had to call you back to complete the cancellation, but that's why I kept calling you. You probably thought, oh, why is she bugging me? But I was trying to get this taken care of before Friday because after today we're closed until Monday. So,
I understand.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what's going on. You signed up and then now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yeah, because my mother's in the hospital. My husband had spine surgery, so I'm not going to be able to afford $300 a month. I went through, the reason why I wasn't answering you guys last week, because I was in the hospital with my mother with her surgeries and stuff, and then I had to take my husband to have his surgery and stuff. So
oh, my gosh.
Party. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's
okay.
Like,
I am so sorry.
Know,
yeah.
I don't know if you guys, I told the lady I spoke to,
Okay. Yeah, that call actually, believe it or not, that call actually was recorded on your dashboard. I'm not sure if you're aware, but when we created a tracking number for your business, and when people call that tracking number, the calls are recorded on your dashboard.
Yeah.
So I actually heard. Yeah. No, I was just letting you know that's like a little feature that comes with the program. I wanted to give
so you, you heard what I was going through then.
No, you just said I have to cancel. I'm going through a lot right now. And then she said, okay, I'll have
and
the
I
cancellation.
I said a family emergency. I said a family emergency. I didn't know I had to go into detail with you guys.
No. Okay. So, even though I heard the call on the dashboard, I still have to talk to you to verify identity, and that's just a company policy.
Well, I mean, I don't really want to talk to you because you're telling me it's not refundable, and I am a small business, like small business, and I was just honest with you guys that I'm not going to be able to afford $300 a month because also it's winter right now for us. Like, we're going into winter.
So I want to give you a couple of options, if I may, and only because you did already pay the upfront cost, and I don't want you to, you know, pretty much throw that money down the toilet, because if you cancel everything that we've, you know, done in getting you, you know, started on Google, all of the optimization, the website, the tracking number, all the directories that we put you on, all of that kind of unravels. And I don't want that to happen to you as kind of like a triple whammy to everything that you're going through. Okay. So, number one, I wanted to tell you that we offer something that's called a seasonal hold. And what that means is you can stop the entire program through the winter months and then come spring, and hopefully by then everything's much better with your mother and your husband, you know, hopefully come spring, they would just reinstate your billing and you would automatically go to that, you know, to the month-to-month billing again. And then that way you don't lose the setup fee and everything that we created for you, okay? Option number two would be to cancel the program.
Wait, I have a question for option one.
Yes.
Will my website still be on Google then? I haven't even seen the website by chance.
Okay.
Seen the website. You know what I mean?
If you have time later today, I can call you and I can show you the dashboard. I can show you the website. I can show you your Google listing. I can show you everything.
Okay, well, just answer me that. Well, great.
Yes.
Fine. But
what
will my website be, like with Google?
Yep. So during the seasonal hold, your website is still going to be promoted on Google. So it's going to, we've already attached it to everything. So it's on Google. Mm-hmm. It's on Google and Bing, and it's on Facebook and all the mobile directories. But tacmetal.net, by the way, is the website that we built for you. And I think I sent you a link to that earlier just so that you can see it.
Yeah.
But I would like to, you know, maybe call you back later when you're not driving and kind of show you everything just so, you know, you can see it.
Yeah.
Now,
honestly, Tina, after, I mean, this, I'm just overbooked right now with everything. So, you, I mean, maybe one day we can do that, but because I'm just trying to wrap up. You know, cook for Thanksgiving, honestly, so.
Yeah, well, I'm so happy I caught you before the holidays, so you can, either way, you don't have to worry about Friday's charge. I'll either cancel or put it on the seasonal hold, and that way you don't have to worry about anything through the holidays. But I wanted to also tell you that if you want to do the seasonal hold, let's say that you tell me, Tina, I think my business picks up in March or it picks up in April, and I'd like to do the seasonal hold until then. When the account reinstates, the $299 package includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, you could take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly.
Oh, can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because okay, so let me put a note in here that we're removing the Facebook ads, and then for the seasonal hold.
For right now. You know,
when are you thinking you would probably be good to reinstate it, and I can do it till that month?
Well, I'll tell you what, if the website gets traction and I start selling metal in the winter, then I'll tell you, and I'll be like, hey, good job. You know what I mean? But, like, I laid dead for about 3 to 4 in a month.
Okay, so I want to set a proper expectation and let you know.
Like, spring is good. Like, spring would help me out, just the winter.
Absolutely.
Know?
Okay, what month, when you say spring, are you thinking April, May, March? What month are you thinking?
What month is spring? April.
Well, I grew up in Chicago, and it was always April or May for me, you know, by the time the winter months started going away. Yeah.
It's rough there.
Yeah. So I'll just put it for April just to be safe. And then I want to set a proper expectation, because you're like, oh, if I'm getting metal calls over the winter, then of course, you know, it's going to be no problem. So I want to let you know that when the account goes on a seasonal hold, it's not like anybody hits a button and everything unravels. Everything's going to stay active through the winter. However, because the account's on a hold, the technicians don't do any active programming. So Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time that happens, you have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates the information and refreshes the data. And that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page for your rankings. But when someone goes on a seasonal hold, they don't do that programming because they figure, oh, the person's off season. So why should we go through all that programming if they're not, like, really in season anyway? So one thing that you could do, and I can actually apply this for you if you like, is I can extend the November 24th billing an additional 2 weeks for free, which means we would push the next one out until December 8th. And then before December 8th, I could put the account on the seasonal hold. That way you wouldn't have to worry about a payment on January 8th. That's another option for you. And that way you can take advantage of another couple of weeks of service, you know?
Yeah, I like that idea, but will it be the $199?
It will be the $199. So if you want to keep it going through the winter, you can. And then come December 8th, they would just charge you $199. Or if you want to go on the seasonal hold, I would stop that December 8th billing January, February, March, and it would reinstate in April for $199 also.
All right. But so I paid $600. Half was for the setup, right?
Correct. Half was for the setup, and then you paid for the local optimization, the website, the tracking number, the directories, the mobile optimization. And what that means, Holly, is you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones? Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that that's a different search result altogether. So what we've done is we've programmed Tac Metal Roofing into the mobile platform. So now when people are doing the searches from their iPhones, their Androids, their tablets, now we make sure that you're also coming up from the, you know, smartphones and all of those other devices as well. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. So in your billing, it shows that $299 went to the setup fee, $199 went to that local bundle optimization with the website and the whole nine yards, and then the other $100 went to Facebook ads. So like you said, if you want to do a more affordable program through the winter, I don't really think you need those extra Facebook ads right now with all that you're going through, you know, so I can absolutely take those off.
Well, the goal was, he said he would help me build like a store out because I sell products. I'm not a contractor. I sell for retail.
Okay.
I manufacture and sell products. Care for metal.
Okay.
So he said, you know, when I had time and everything, the guy I signed up with, I forgot his name, he's really nice, but he said that he would help me build out that store on Shopify or whatever.
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if we do anything like that. I've never heard of building a store on Shopify, and it could be that Charlie just needs more training because I've never heard of – I've been with the company for 12 years, and that's not part of our services. But maybe what he meant when he said that he would help you build an online store is that he would do it through your Facebook. So that's possible because on the Facebook,
okay.
We can upload pictures, we can put your products, we could put pricing, we could put all kinds of things on the Facebook, and that's included in the package whether you do the extra Facebook ads or not. So the Facebook ads, what that extra $100 does, Holly, is you know how when you do a search online for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go on your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So with the ads, we make sure that if anybody's searching for any of the products that you offer, now next time they go to their Facebook news feed, they'll see an ad for that popping up. But the reason I think that you would do just as well if you take them off is that those ads, yes, they'll bring more new clients, but statistically speaking, 87% of consumers, when they need a product, they will hire a company off of the first page of Google, right? So that only leaves 13%. If you look at all the other sources and say, let's look at Facebook, Yelp, Shopify, you know, Merchant Circle, Yahoo, you name it, you put all those sources into one category, combined, they're only getting 13%, right, where 87% goes to the first page of Google. So,
yeah, well,
you know, I...
So I paid for that? Is that what you're saying I paid for?
Exactly. The initial you paid for the Facebook ads, that extra $100 worth of ads that we already ran for you. So what happens is when that November payment, which I'm going to push out...
I didn't even know you ran ads.
Yeah, that's we do that because we're a premier partner to Google, so Google allows us to bundle our services with the Facebook ads. Let me check one thing real quick here, Holly. I want to look at
where are these ads that you ran for me?
I'm looking at the notes on your account here because in order to run the ads, we have to get added to your Facebook page, and I'm looking at the emails that went out and the calls that went out. And no, I think that because maybe you're going through so much, you just didn't have time to deal with it. So what I can do is I can, Yep. I can explain that to my director, and if you want to continue with the $199 package, I can at least refund you $100 for those Facebook ads, because they haven't started yet. Everything else has started, but as far as the Facebook ads, I see that, you know, because we weren't added to the page yet, our hands are kind of tied. We couldn't do anything there. But, you know, I think...
The site is not even... It's saying it can't be reached right now.
Oh, I just pulled it up. I'm looking at it. I'm surprised. I don't know why it's showing that. Let me send you a link to it in your email just so that when you're not driving, you can just open it up and click on it. You know how some websites you have to put in www in order to open a site, and
yeah.
Yeah, so maybe if you put the WW in front of it, it'll help, but I'll send you a link to it because I'm looking at it right now. I want to probably have them modify your site, though, because now you're telling me that you offer the product, right?
Yeah.
On here it's saying...
I see the website now.
Okay, good. Yeah, so if you go down, it's showing that you're doing a lot of the metal roofing services, and it's not about the products. So I'm going to send a flag to the web development company and let them know, or not, we do it in-house, not the company, but that department, and let them know that we need to modify it to products. Do you have any pictures or examples or...
I have a whole office.
You do? Okay. Because
like,
what...
Like I explained mm-hmm. to the gentleman that sold me, everything
yes.
I've done, I've been in business for 18 years now.
Yes.
So everything, mm-hmm. I hand measure everything, or I would put together my own, like, we did a lot of stuff with print. But as far as, like, a catalog, no, that's why I want to do it online. That was my whole point of doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So when we build a site for someone, what we typically do, especially if they're going through, you know, so much that you are, is we get it up and running right away, and we just use stock photos just so
but
that we can purchase
the
domain.
But it's not even what I do. Do you understand? It's not even what I do.
Right, exactly. So that's what I want your help with. If we can get some photos sent over, I can send that to the web development department, and that's going to be modified within 1 to 3 days. So I'm going to send you an email.
I can't get together all these bits. I have a lot of product. I can't get this together this week. You know what I mean?
I know.
Because I sell for other suppliers, as I distribute for other suppliers as well. So I sell my products that I roll for. You know what roll for is? I put the profile in the metal. Like, I actually have machines that roll for, and I cut out the middleman for people, and I sell metal roofing, save people money.
Okay. So, what's that term, rope what? Tell me about it again. I want to put that in the notes.
We roll form.
Roll form. Okay, roll form. So that you can cut out the middleman and save people money, right?
Right.
And
anybody knows that, but I mean, I can give you, I'm not in the office right now. I can give you better spills than that. I'm not in the office right now.
You know what I would like to do, though? If you have, and I promise you it would take no longer than 5 or 10 minutes max, if you have 5 or 10 minutes in front of a computer later today, I can call you and I can show you how to get on the dashboard and how you can get to the section where you can send over a couple of photos. Now, I don't want you to spend all weekend long sending hundreds and hundreds of products. My objective is to just get maybe a small handful of products that we can replace these photos with. You know what I mean? And I'll show you how to do it from your end, because because when you upload something to your site from the dashboard, it's automatically sent to our technicians and applied on your website within 1 to 3 business days. So that way, if, you know, you're in the hospital all day and you're busy with family for Thanksgiving and the only time you have to deal with it is Sunday at 1 in the afternoon or Saturday at 2 in the morning, it doesn't matter. You can access this 24 hours a day because it's a login. It's as easy as checking your email. Okay? So what time do you think we could do that?
I don't know. I have not. I don't know because I have a... I don't know. I don't get home until like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. But
wow. Okay, so here's what I'll do. I'll send you an email that has a login to your dashboard. It'll say, Holly, please click here. When you click on the link, it's going to ask you for a username and password. So I'll include, here's your username, here's your password. Once you get in, I'll put a screenshot of where you would click to go in and add your photos. And then that way, in case...
I can probably figure it out.
I'll send you a little tutorial on an email. That way, if we don't talk later today, you can still go in, because I know it's a long weekend for everybody, and this might be a good opportunity for you to at least get. And like I said, please don't spend hours and hours on it. Just quickly get in, upload maybe a small handful of your actual products, and then what our technicians can do is they can run with that, and they can start, you know, putting, you know, more content together for your site, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I was planning to, so you're saying my billing is going to be $199 a month, and you're going to push it back until December 8th?
Correct. Yep, I'm going to give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And then I'm also going to apply that $100 refund for the Facebook ads because they weren't set up yet. And, you know, typically they don't refund Facebook ads because they do ask you in the voice verification, you know, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? So the company feels like, hey, if we couldn't do the Facebook, that's, you know, not totally on us if we didn't have access.
Yeah, but I don't.
I'm not going to, you know, like sit and squeeze a little gnat out of it and worry about that. I'm going to just in good faith just tell them, look, Holly is going through a lot. She didn't have time. She didn't even know they were included, right?
I told the guy, you cannot bombard me and expect me to do this in the next, week. I told him, don't bombard me, and that's exactly what they did.
Okay. No, I understand, Holly. That's why I'm going to do that for you. And moving forward, other than you sending over a couple of pictures, there's nothing else that you have to do because everything else, the Google listing is already verified and published. The website is already up. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask them if I can at least refund you on top of the $100 for the Facebook, if they would let me refund you another $99 just because the content on the site isn't surrounded around products right now. It's more surrounded around metal roofing services. So I want to make sure that, you know, we're fair with you, but also in order to give you time for, you know, to have us get that all corrected, everything is paid in full until December 8th. So I push that next billing out 2 weeks, and then I'll process that $199 refund for you right now, but it might take, you know.
Wait. Okay, I understand what you're doing. I got it.
Yeah, so I'm going to take $99 from your setup fee, and I'm going to take the $100 from the Facebook ads, and I'm going to get an authorization to refund you for those two portions.
Well,
and then moving forward, your billing is just $199 monthly. And then I'm going to send some notes to the technicians to change the website to Metal Roofing Products rather than Metal Roofing Services. Are there any manufacturers? Because you said you're your own manufacturer, but you also,
yeah,
you know, outsource some.
Like,
so are there any manufacturers that you want us to put, like, hey, I also utilize this product or that?
Yes. There's a lot of manufacturers. I sell, like, Steel-Tite. I sell all their screw products, but it's just hard because they sell so many different, so they're huge. So they sell so many different screws and all that. So, like, I got to show you those screws that I sell. So, you know what I mean? Because they have thousands of products. Thousands. You know what I mean? Like,
so they're called Steel-Tite?
Steel-Tite.
Okay, now I think yeah, the phone's cracking up a little bit. I'm not sure if I heard it right,
I'm driving to the mountain.
No problem.
Now that you're helping me more, you know, I'll need more, to take your phone call.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much, Holly. And moving forward, you can always use me as a point of contact. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. Anytime you plug in that 777, it comes directly to my desk. And I'll preface and let you know that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. So sometimes you might call me and I might not be able to help you, but I surely can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet you could. Yeah. So, but okay, so we have a good game plan. So I'll send some notes to the technicians to start revising the site for you right away. And then I'll also send that email with the little tutorial of how
you. Well, they can wait until I get the pictures.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll tell them to check the account on Monday.
Just leave it like that. It's okay. It's all right. I know so many people in the business. I could just maybe I'll get another customer for you on the service side.
Oh, okay. So as
like
a side note,
if they ask me, I need a metal roof installed, I have contractors that I just, you know, give them the work. So.
There you go. Okay. And since you put mentioned, oh, maybe I could get another customer for you, I want to let you know that we have an excellent referral program. We have clients all over the country that don't even pay for this, because if you referred another business owner to us that signed up, after they're with us for 30 days, you would get a free month of service. So that might be some food for thought for you in the meantime, you know? Yeah, so just make...
I can sell your products to pay for mine.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I said I have people that use our service that they don't even pay for it because they have so many business owner friends and they're constantly referring people.
Yeah,
and they have a little pipeline of where every 30 days they're getting another service credit, you know? So that's something that, you know, you may want to consider. Just make sure that if they call us directly that they mentioned that they were referred by you, or you can actually call me and give me their number and then
I'll reach out. I'll give you their number.
Exactly. That way you make sure that your account is flagged for the free credit once they, once they sign up, okay? And they've been with us for 30 days, okay?
Yeah, I just want to test the, you know, I'm excited because, you know, I didn't want to cancel, you know what I mean? But I just want to see how I could afford this right now, seriously, because I have to pay, like, there's so much overhead I got to pay, you know?
Yes.
And, I just got to fill my sales up more in the winter, so that's why I said, oh, I can sell online, and then I can get the product like everybody else does, you know.
Exactly. That's a good thought. So, okay. So I am going to compose the email with the little tutorial so you can go in and make edits over the weekend. And then I'll tell the technicians to wait until your pictures come through to make any revisions. But when they, maybe I should just have them rather than, you know, revising the whole site, just put something on there that you know, rather than just our services, maybe they should change that to our products and services. And then put, you know, please contact for any metal roofing products. I'm a manufacturer, you know, something like that, just so that it's clear until you get those pictures up that you're also a manufacturer. I want to make sure that you get calls for that, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I am. I'm a small manufacturer, but we
but
have,
you are.
We wrote for two different profiles. And then we have our own gutter machine and everything, so.
Wow. That's amazing. It's such a cool industry for a woman. How did you get into that industry?
Well,
I love it.
Yeah, my kid's dad, my partner, he's been roofing his whole life. So I didn't want to be like a stay-at-home mom, you know?
Yeah.
And so, we just start a manufacturer dividing like one machine at a time.
Wow. That is amazing. Good for
that's
you.
That's where all our money goes into is machinery. You know, we got to buy machinery. And it sucks because I would spend, if I had $100,000, I would spend it all on marketing. I would. I definitely would, you know.
Yeah, exactly. No, you don't have to pay $100,000 in order to benefit from something like this. That's the beauty of it. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, though. You want to get your word out there. So I'm checking one thing here.
Yeah, I should have did this in like 07.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life happens, you know.
Oh, guess what, Holly? I just pulled up your Facebook. I know you didn't add us to it yet, but you have some pictures on here of some products and some examples and so forth. So I can actually tell them to refer to the images on your Facebook just to get something up and running right away. And,
but that too shows installing. Years ago, I did both. I resale and service. So, yeah, I got to, like, change all that, too. But, you know, so I highlight, like, a contractor's,
You're right. All of these pictures look like they're an installation or they're like a before or after photo. It doesn't, it's not really clear that it's products that, okay.
All right. I gotta change all this. I mean, there's so much I gotta do and I just did that years ago just to start, organic reach. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I use it a lot for dealing with customers. Like, they private message me and, like, the little Facebook thing.
Okay. So, we'll just...
I like to get my products on there, you know, clean it up and...
I agree. I think that that's going to help you a lot when you can get the products over to us and then we can create different tabs for not only services but also the products that you offer. That's going to help you tremendously. You know what I mean? But for now, we'll just leave it as it is and maybe just add the fact that you're a metal roof manufacturer and you also sell products. And then that way, when you do send the content over, we can modify the site, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry, Tina. I gotta blow my nose. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. I understand. So let me just. I'm gonna start composing the email. I'll put instructions to go on your dashboard and update site. I'll just put that in the subject line, and then that way, when you have some time, you can refer back to this email, okay?
Okay. And so okay. We communicate through the dashboard. Is that what we do?
Yeah, well, the dashboard tracks everything. So, for instance, okay, it's going to show when somebody finds you on Google, for example, it's going to show that they found you on Google. It's going to show what they did then, if they clicked to call you or they clicked to your site, and it will show you, that's called actions and impressions. It will show you if somebody's calling you through the number that we're promoting. Right now, there's two calls on the dashboard, but those were basically calls just setting up the number. But you're going to start seeing client calls coming in, and you'll be able to go back to the dashboard, and you have them stored there for, you know, quality assurance. And then also, I want to help you get a 5-star rating on your Google now that it's live. So when somebody leaves you a review, that will also be stored on the dashboard. So I'm going to compose a little email that says, learn how to get more reviews. And it's so simple. You can just copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients, and it will help you get that 5-star rating on Google, okay?
Yeah. I have a lot of customers that love me, but it's always the service side. Like, if we have problems, you know, like with customers.
Mm-hmm.
The service side is another animal. But the retail side, that's why I love doing it. It's just cash, you know, they pay me, and I give them the product, and I have no issues with them.
Yes. Well, that's the beauty of this program, Holly, is it, with that review generator email, you're in control of it, right? So let's say that you have one of those clients that you bend backwards for and jump through hoops, and no matter what you do, they're not happy. Then don't send this email to them, because they're probably not going to give you a 5-star rating. So only send this to people that you're confident will give you, you know, a good review. So
I'll do it with them in my office, because a lot of my customers, they don't go on the computers or just, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, that's going to help you. Yeah, so the ones that you're pretty sure, hey, they love me, I know they'll give me 5 stars, absolutely send this to them. And then if there are some other ones that you did service work for in the past and they were kind of a pain in the neck, then don't send it to that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All
right, so, Tina, can I let you go?
Yep, you're all good to go. Just refer to your emails, and if you have any questions, we'll talk next week. But for now, I'm processing that refund, and then I'm pushing you out to December 8th on the next one, okay?
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Have a great weekend and a happy Thanksgiving.
You as well.
Thank you, Holly. Okay, bye-bye.